I had situations with or met Northerners who really thought that was kind of what you were putting on or something.
Oh, really? No, indeed. It's funny to me, you know, because I know I'm older than people are, but I kind of think I'm about their ages, too. If they're 50, and I'm not, I feel I'm 50. If they're 20, and I feel I'm 20, of which I'm not. And then when one that is about 20 or a little bit older than 20 mams me, then I say, oh my goodness. Yes, indeed. Now, I thought that time, of course, had its place when I was dean of women. Well, I expected to be ma'am then.
This is odd that one of my professors in Alabama is now has a very important position with a professional organization, and I still call him Dr. K. And the last time I talked to him, he said, "Will you please quit calling me Dr. K. McDonald?" And it still takes some getting used to.
And you know, I don't like to give the impression that I'm being formal, you know, with people. And if they formalize me, then it feels that it's something that I haven't done to make them free. At least I feel that way. I don't know what it is, but.
Another question about cars. Inside the tire of a car, you'd have an inflatable thing you call it.
Tube. Okay. I'm coming on. Yeah. I know nothing about cars, though. I just had one to go flat yesterday.
Of course, there won't be many other questions about them.
Good.
I don't know much about them either. I can deal with the battery and the tires, and that's about it.
Really? And I can tell you that it has a cell, and that's it. I'm through with it.
When you're going to put a boat in until, say you just built a boat and you want to put it in the water, you say that these men are going to do what to the boat? They're going to
anchor it?
Yeah, or if you're going to push it out in the water, they're going to
sail it?
Would you launch there?
Well, maybe launch,
Launch the boat,
And, well, would this not be the same as anchor it?
I think if you're going to anchor it, you're going to stop it. You're going to hold it down.
Okay.
If you're going to actually launch it. You're going to put it out in the water.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. You'll know it better than I.
Not really.
I'm serious, because I would be just dumbfounded if I were on one of these talk shows. Not talk shows, but one of these quiz shows. And that would be my prize. What in the world would I do with a sailboat? I wouldn't even know where I'm supposed to carry it to sail.
You mentioned boats. Do you know about the different kind of boats that people would use on a lake, say?
Sailboat,
that's one of them. What if you were going to fish? Any name for the kind of boat you'd fish from? What about the kind that you...
A motorboat?
Yeah, or the kind you have to...
A rowboat?
Any other name for a rowboat?
Canoe.
Is there a difference between a rowboat and a canoe to you?
Well,
What about in the shape of the boat? Are they shaped?
I think that's what I was trying to say. How could I put it about that difference? I feel, and I don't know, that a canoe is kind of turned at the tip, turned inwardly.
So it must be kind of pointed like.
Pointed and then turned in, kind of like a gondola. And I think the back would be likewise curved toward the inner side and part of the boat. And a rowboat, I don't have the slightest idea what would really be the difference.
Would you think it probably have a square end or something? Or
I believe it could. I believe it could. And I can't say it uses oars. Because it too can be done with a motor. I think this is on the top of my head. I have never ridden a boat except when I went to Atlantic City years ago.